We're delighted to have two members of the Tulsa City Council that will speak, beginning with the councilor who represents this downtown area. Will you please welcome Blake Ewing?
How's everybody doing? Yeah. So I want to thank you for coming out. Obviously, we've got an incredible backdrop with the 40th annual Mayfest going on behind you. I just came from the Blue Dome Festival, which is getting up and running this morning, and it's really exciting to see so many things happening in downtown all at the same time. I came down and started doing business here about 4 years ago, and I was told that I was crazy and that this was a ridiculous investment, a waste of money, that this would never happen. And with each passing year, with each investment, both public and private, the chorus of cynics has become quieter. And I think that this pop museum is significant for downtown, not just because it's another attraction for residents and for visitors to Tulsa to come and enjoy, but because it does something for the morale of a community. And when you celebrate your contributions to the world around you in a very unified and public way, like a pop museum does, you start building up a confidence in a community. And I think great cities all share one thing in common, and that's that they have a confident citizenry, that they're proud of who they are and they believe in what they can be. And we can look over in the Brady District and see cranes in the air, parks are going up and museums and businesses relocating, restaurants opening, an exciting new baseball stadium. And we see that maybe this was a good idea and that maybe downtown has a very different future than the cynical members of our community might have at one time guessed. And so our encouragement today to our legislators is to believe in Tulsa as much as we believe in ourselves. And to say, we have a chance to do something really special in downtown Tulsa, but we're gonna need some help. And you know, I don't believe in the kind of government that just collects taxes and buys fancy things. I believe in a government that rallies the troops, both from the private community and from the philanthropic community, to do something special as a collective group, and that's what this is. We've got land donated from a private company, donations from philanthropic community, and now support from the local government to say, we'll take care of the infrastructure so that you can bring the big fancy pop museum to the Brady District. And so that's what we're gonna do. That's what we're asking for, and that's what we're committing to do as elected leaders, to find monies in our existing budget allocated for infrastructure improvements and to combine those things towards that effort. So you can look in the Brady District and see the fabric of that area starting to become tighter. There are fewer spaces to develop, and that's a good thing. And this can be a significant attraction for the area. So I would encourage your support, and I would encourage you to keep believing in an incredible Tulsa and keep expecting your leaders to push us to something bigger. Because as great as we are, we can do better. And there's nothing wrong with asking our city to aim higher than what we've aimed for in the past. So thanks for coming out today. And with that, I'll pass it on.
Thank you, Councilor Ewing. Very well said. Now, would you please welcome the president of the Tulsa Community Foundation and also new Tulsa City Council member, Phil Lakin.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, man. It's always good following Councilor Ewing because he's just so positive about our community and it rubs off on the rest of us. And I hope not only the rest of us on the council or in the administration, but all of us as citizens as well. He's a breath of fresh air for us. And I hope we follow his lead in revitalizing downtown in so many ways. From a broader community perspective, obviously we see Mayfest out here before us and the Blue Dome Festival. We have the baseball park, the Canes and the Brady, the hotels, the eating establishments. We have Gilcrease, Channel 6, Philbrook, the Bank of Oklahoma Center, the commercial enterprises of all kinds, the Guthrie Collection, a brand new park, and so much more that's still coming to this area. We from the suburbs in South Tulsa, or if you live in East Tulsa or West Tulsa or wherever, you want to go do something in your city. And this OK Pop Museum will just add to the rich quality of things that we get to do. Any one of those isn't good enough to attract those of us from way down south, or those people who live in the region, or those who live outside of this state. But you put all of those things together, and you're really building a major tourist attraction right here in downtown Tulsa that not only adds to our quality of life, but also adds to the tax revenues and everything else that will help to make this city even more successful than what it is. The charitable community is on board. It has already stepped up and made commitments. As Blake has already mentioned, the local government is now on board. We just need our state to help us get over the hump, if you will, so that we can make this pop museum a reality and let it add to the fabric of our community that's already bustling and growing, as we know it is and will continue to be. So I encourage our legislators to sit down and take a really hard look at this and to give us the bond money that we need to put this museum on the ground starting next year. Thank you all.